Pure Oxfordshire with OxtreeGen.com.
OK, so this week we're talking about keeping Oxfordshire green. And trees can play a very important role. It can't be a coincidence that they're actually green as well, can it? I mean, the leaves are green, mostly. Not the trunks, they're brown. Here's Ian Curtis from Oxford University.
Trees are beautiful things. I mean, and they make it a nice place to live. And we could really do with planting a lot more trees. We're pretty near the bottom of the league, which is not a good place to be. And next year, there's a good excuse, because it's the UN's International Year of Forests. So I think, why don't we have a particular initiative next year to go out and plant a lot more trees? That would be fun.
Wow. I'm feeling a lot of love for the trees. What do you think of them?
I love trees. Yeah, trees are good.
We need trees. Plant trees. I would never cut down a tree. They're brilliant. Make the planet breathe.
There possibly could be more, couldn't there? I guess it would be nice to have more green areas.
I think they make people happier having them around.
We wouldn't be here without them.
I do like trees.
They're tall. Sometimes they have apple trees.
So, trees can help the environment, even apple trees. Now, OxtreeGen specialise in planting trees right here in Oxfordshire. Here's one of the directors, Mark Clay, to tell us how you can get them to plant one for you.
One of the things that individuals can do is buy a tree dedication pack. With that, they can give it as a gift to their friends and family. The friends and family member will fill in the registration form in it, send that in to us, we'll plant a tree on their behalf and send them out a certificate detailing where the tree's located.
Keep listening for more tips on how to make Oxfordshire green.
To find out how you can help preserve Oxfordshire for the future, visit OxtreeGen.com. Help the planet breathe.